There are many mountains that need to come down, many valleys that need to be filled. There are crooked paths that need to be made straight, and there are rough places that need to be smoothed. There is work to do. There is Christmas construction to be done. Bringing the heavy equipment. Now is the time for action. Now is the time to prepare. That's the message of our lessons today. It's a message of both law and gospel. It is law because we are reminded that God desires some action on our part. And it is law because it speaks of God's promise to make his home in our lives. On this second Sunday of Advent, our lessons challenge us to prepare our lives for Christ in visible ways. Today's lesson speaks of Christ not as the babe of Bethlehem, but as the risen Lord who sends his Spirit to reign over us and work through us. But that's hard work, because we live in a world that seeks to set a different agenda for us, and sometimes we buy into it, maybe not intentionally. We want peace that God promises. We want the joy to fill our lives with his love. And we want the rhythm for our daily activities that brings a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. But that is not the reality for many. And for some, they are convinced that it simply cannot happen in their life. The good news of Advent is, yes, it can, if we are willing to put an effort in. Today we need to start to make straight the paths for Christ in our life. What are the mountains in our lives that need to be leveled? God loves all people, not just the people that we choose to love. A heart that wants the Lord to enter in must rid itself of all prejudice. Prejudice comes in many forms, but the core is judgmentalism. When we have negative feelings about a person or a group of people, we need to remember that they too are God's people. There are the mountains of an unforgiving heart. God cannot work effectively in one who does not forgive. It's hard work to forgive someone who has hurt us. And harder yet, if the person doesn't care or want our forgiveness. But the personal reward is great. Forgiveness doesn't mean the person becomes your best friend. It simply means we wish no harm. We wish only good for that person. And indeed changes our hearts. Another high mountain can be a desire to be in control, to have the last word, to think that we're always right. That mindset completely shuts out God. Then there's the valleys in our lives that need to be filled. Valleys of depression, despair, loneliness, grief, pain. Any of these things can keep one from a rich relationship with the Lord. Too often, people stay away from worship and the fellowship of believers when trouble comes. And the thing, what happens is the valley becomes deeper. We need to fill these valleys. We need the fellowship of believers and know that there will be light in those dark times of ours. The crooked paths in our lives represents our habits, both the lack of spiritual discipline and the things that consume our time and energy. God never intended for our lives to be a rat race. We can't put everything in 24 hours. Some things we frankly do not have time for. So, what is it that we give up? Each of us are different with different responsibilities and demands. But a phrase worth repeating applies to all of us. We need to keep the main thing the main thing. For Christians, the main thing is our relationship with the Lord. As in all relationships, time is the key element. When we give God our time, we will discover the crooked places in our lives become straight. Spending time in prayer, talking to God, giving us focus for our day. Spending time in the scriptures, and I'm always amazed from day to day how in our devotional it speaks, it really speaks, it's on for the day, what's going on with us. It gives us grounding for every day. Time spent with God's people in worship and fellowship strengthens us and adds that joy in our life. Because what we're doing is we're sharing our stories. We're sharing our experiences. And when we do that, while we're in the midst of our own stuff, we are lifted up. As we spend time with God and each other, we are opening a path for his felt presence and a sense of what he wants for us is that holy rhythm in our life. Our gospel lesson tells of our need to repent. That's the first step in leveling the mountains, filling the valleys, and straightening the crooked paths. It is hard for the person who feels they are a good person to see a need for repentance and change. Repentance is simply standing before God in humility and pray for him to show us the obstacles that block him from being our Savior. Our second lesson speaks of time as our gift. Each day, God gives us opportunity to repent, opportunity to move closer to him, to move away from our self-satisfaction attitude and move closer to him. When you and I honestly see and honestly come to terms with that reality, the reality that we are not yet all that we should be, we will move closer to our God. And we will be ready to say, "Come, Lord Jesus." Amen.